This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show 421. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, on today's show, we look at the fact that most of our decisions are made unconsciously because of the filters on the way we see the world. How can we beat this and improve our process to make our decisions more effective? Plus, I love the movies because so many of them tell a great story that really captures my interest. Today, we'll talk about how you can use the same techniques to improve telling our company stories to our customers. Plus, millions of companies start every year in the U.S., but there's something holding them back. If you're interested in starting a business, we'll talk today how to get past that. But first, if there's something that's really missing in this world right now, it is kindness. And we're going to talk about how kindness should enter into business every single day. Jill Lublin is an international speaker on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. She's the author of 3 best-selling books, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, and co-author of Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
So let's talk about the word kindness. It is a very strange word, especially since we turn on the news and we watch TV every day, and even on Facebook or social media, people are very combative. People are very anxious. People are very angry. How do we combat that with simple kindness?
Well, simple kindness is far more than simple, actually. And what's interesting is you take one or two actions every single day, and immediately things get kinder. I'm talking simple things, paying for Starbucks, somebody behind you, opening the door for somebody in front of you, asking somebody if they need help who apparently might need it with their hands full or packages, you know, too much. Really simple steps that will start to make a big difference. And in The Profit of Kindness, we researched tremendous amounts of companies. What's so wonderful is that the companies that were more kind are making more money, have better teams, have happier customers, and have continuous business. Not to mention, generally, people who are kind have better health, make more money, and are just happier people. What could be so bad about that, right?
Well, sounds like a good return. So give us some examples in a business setting of businesses that really practice kindness.
Well, here's a couple interesting things. If you're watching trends now, Honda just did a huge kindness campaign on their advertising. And then in The Profit of Kindness, we have a wonderful story of a young man in New Hampshire whose grandmother was very sick, and he called the local Panera Bread Company. Well, his grandmother really loved clam chowder, and they didn't make clam chowder on Tuesday, but the woman who answered the phone understood the need, understood the request, and whipped up the clam chowder herself.
Wow.
Now, is that kind? You bet it's kind. That story went viral. I mean, I'm a publicity expert, and I think about how does kindness affect and impact company reputation. And I thought about Panera Bread, where one minimum wage person behind a counter said, yes, I will do that. Even though it's not our policy, even though we don't quote-unquote do that today, she made a different decision based on kindness. That decision got 250,000 views, went viral, is great publicity for Panera Bread Company, and we're still talking about it.
Absolutely.
I say kindness really pays dividends, major dividends.
So how do you differentiate in business, I guess, between kindness and just a great customer experience?
Kindness goes the extra mile. You know, a woman was telling me today she owns a Massage Envy franchise, and one of her customers was upset. They changed the policy. The woman didn't know, and she was upset, and she was taking it out on the front desk person. Well, the owner called this woman and spent, you know, some time with her and really listened to her, which compassion is one of the returns on kindness. Generosity is one of the returns on kindness. We call it ROCs. You know, people are concerned about return on investment. if you do return on kindness principles outlined, then what's so wonderful, that 5 minutes talking to that customer, she said to the woman, the owner of the franchise company, she said, thank you for taking time and actually calling me and listening to my concern. That's kindness. That's, yes, it's great customer service, but the owner certainly isn't obligated to reach out. And that simple act of kindness made a huge difference to the customer, and I'm sure kept the customer continuing with their Massage Envy membership. That's what makes the difference.
So you talk about, actually, Jill, that there are seven pathways to kindness. Can you talk about some of those?
Absolutely. And that is what we call ROKS, R-O-K, Return on Kindness. And like I said, you know, people are concerned about ROI, as they should be. But what I've seen with the research with Profit of Kindness is that when you use ROKS, you get ROI. So let me share some of those ROKS with you, Return on Kindness principles. One of them is flexibility. You know, in today's fast-paced, wild, wonderful world, what we found is that companies and people who are, because, you know, companies are just made up of people, right?
Right.
That are more flexible certainly are making more money and have happier teams. You know, I've been doing a lot of corporate consulting and helping people bring kindness into their company. And another return on kindness that we've been working on with the companies is gratitude. It's amazing to me how many managers forget to express gratitude to their employees. How about to your family members, your spouse? Simple things that make a big difference. And, you know, connection is another return on kindness principle. So what's interesting is that because we're all so connected on our cell phones and so wired up, that we're so wired up, we don't even talk to each other anymore. And I think we've lost a bit of that connection, that amazing thing that can happen between people. I was on a flight to a speaking engagement recently and started talking to the gentleman next to me and found out that, you know, one of our colleagues was in Fort Lauderdale where I was heading. I got to reconnect with someone that he had been friends with for 30 years.
Wow.
Now, we probably would never have had that connection, that conversation, that commonality unless we took a moment, each one of us in the midst of our cell phone, checking our email, making those last-minute calls before the plane was ready to take off. That's what led to another wonderful symbiotic relationship that I got to develop even more. So connection is really important.
Yeah, Jill, I think this is...
patience?
Yeah, patience.
Right.
Who has patience?
Yes, it's a good thing. And in today's fast-paced world, listen, we're fast-paced, let's just be honest about it, that patience is really needed, I think, more than ever. Just really taking a moment and expressing patience. And then, you know, it's also not to say that to be kind doesn't mean that you know, you need boundaries, you need to tell people what's important. Just a great example, I always say you want to test your patience, call a utility company.
That's it. You know? Right. Or a cable company. And I think,
yeah,
Jill,
exactly.
this is so important right now because, you know, the country is very polarized. So we see all this combativeness, you know, all the time. And that if people can come to work and see it almost as a haven for kindness, for gratitude, that's really going to pay dividends in loyalty for employees, right?
Exactly. Your employees, what I'm finding in my consulting with companies is that the revenues are going up, the teams are more productive, they're happier with each other, they're producing more results, which, of course, the company wants. The company wants their team members to produce and create effective bottom lines, right? That's what's key. And also, what's so important is how much it costs to replace somebody, in terms of lost productivity and actual wages. It costs a company typically $300,000 to replace someone. That's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
So, you know, you got to look at all of it and being kind to your employee, letting them be happy and creating a good work environment is so key to high productivity and company results.
And here's the good news. If you think back in your life, when someone is kind to you, especially in business, you never forget. I can list out the people that have been kind to me, and they didn't really owe me any kindness. They just showed me kindness in our business dealings, and that means a lot. So, Jill, I really appreciate you being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you? Give us your website and all those other good deeds.
Absolutely. So The Profit of Kindness, you can buy it through the website profitofkindness.com, P-R-O-F-I-T, profitofkindness.com. And you also, any local great bookstore, please ask for it by name. Also, if you need some help and I can support you in any way, please email me support@jilllublin.com. That's lots of L's in there. support@Jill, and then it's L-U-B-L-I-N.
All right, Jill, thank you. And L is one of my favorite letters, so I love your name.
Thank you.
All righty. Coming up, how to tell your company story to customers like you're going to the movies. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. 80 westbound just after Briggs, there's a crash, but it's off on the right-hand shoulder. Also on the Dan Ryan Express lanes heading outbound at 47th Street, there's a report of a crash as well. Also outbound in the locals between 87th and the Bishop Ford, there's road construction. The two left lanes remain blocked. That continues until 8 a.m. The inbound lanes on I-57 has road construction as well between Halstead and the Dan Ryan. The two left lanes remain closed, and that continues until 8 a.m. On the Eisenhower between the Byrne Interchange and Wells, there's road construction. The inbound lanes has the left lane closed. Outbound lanes, the roadway is reduced down to two lanes. Taking a look at the temperatures now. Tonight, 19 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 34 and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 25 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You know, the world didn't stop while you slept. Get the first look at what's happening around the world and here at home.
Scene of a plane crash in the remote French Alps.
With
Don't
This Morning
there.
With Gordon
Bruce
Deal.
Told CNN that he will follow the text of the law.
It's the breaking news and business information you'll need to start your day.
Here now with a look at some of the stories we're following.
Each weekday morning, starting at 4, right before Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Okay, kids, the campfire's out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. It's still smoking.
No, close enough.
Come on, Dad, do your homework. If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave.
I knew that.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference.
Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Andy Bizup with another great reason to choose Midwest Performance Cars over the dealer for maintenance and repair of your European car. Reason number 4, our expertise. We send our technicians to the best training available for European vehicle service and repair. Whether Porsche, BMW, Mercedes, Audi, or Volkswagen, from brand new to vintage classic, our techs are equipped with the knowledge to expertly maintain and repair your vehicle. Call us today at 312-432-9492 or book online at MidwestPerformanceCars.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, a lot of small business owners don't know how to tell a good story about their companies like we see in the movies. But make no mistake Effective storytelling is critical to your business. Here to help is Ted Frank. He's a story strategist at Backstory Studios, which uses movie-style storytelling to help people make their presentations quicker, more visual, more emotionally effective. He discovered how to transform corporate projects into powerful stories for companies like Netflix, Fiat Chrysler, Twitter, and Pacific Gas and Electric. He's got a new book out. It's called Get to the Heart, How Storytelling Secrets Can Make Your Presentation Clear, Compelling, and Earn You a Seat at the Table. Ted, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Barry. It's great to be here.
All right. What is your favorite storytelling movie? Mine is Jerry Maguire.
You know, the one that we've actually been using a lot that is really powerful for us is Moneyball.
Moneyball. We just, a couple weeks ago, we had a guy who was the pitching coach during the Oakland Athletics Moneyball era. So I'm very familiar with the show, yeah. And so why is Moneyball such a good story?
Well, I think it's perfect for business because I think the guys who made the movie and Michael Lewis, who wrote the book, I think they actually had an ulterior motive. I think what they wanted to do is bring innovation to a really traditional organization, professional sports, and they wanted to do it through data. And that's really a perfect metaphor for a lot of what business people are trying to do. You know, they're trying to bring innovation. A lot of them feel like they're working with traditional companies, and a lot of them are doing it with data. And Moneyball was amazingly successful. I mean, every single GM in every sport has to have a data head at their side now, and they all live and breathe it.
Listen, man, Theo Epstein, Chicago, the world champion Chicago Cubs. He did it here in Chicago, so that's a great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of small business owners will say to me, well, you know, I don't have time to be able to put together a good story. I don't have the money like the big budget Hollywood studios have. How do you answer them? Where do you start to put together a compelling story for your business?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is you don't need all that. You don't even need a camera for a lot of movie-style storytelling because it's the way movies tell stories. So the first thing I always tell people is to do what screenwriters do, which is they make really quick work of their screenplays by finding the three key parts of their story. You know, the three key scenes is what they start with, and they write those first, and then they use them as guideposts so they can write the rest of their story, and they always know where to go, and it keeps them out of the weeds. So you take a movie like Rocky, that was actually written in 3.5 days.
Wow.
And that movie Scream was written in a weekend, and Kevin Williamson also outlined Screams 2 and 3. So if you figure out what are the three things that you want people to come away with, and you figure those out first, and you use those as guideposts for your presentation, you can make much more quick work of it.
Because it's important. Most people, whether they're watching a movie or they know what this business does, they only really can keep in their mind one thought. What was that movie about? Or, you know, what does that business do? You really have to have that central theme so people can make up their own story in their mind. Because I think that people really remember stories a lot more than remember any kind of facts or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I forget who came up with this, but somebody's researched it, and they found out that you can remember a fact 22 times more, or you'll be 22 times more likely to remember a fact if it's in a story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's another reason why the big three, I think, is really important, because that's pretty much what people can remember. So if you pick those three things, then you get to decide what they remember. If you kind of evenly emphasize 15 points, you don't get to make that choice.
So let's talk about some things you do. You know, what people are notoriously bad at is presentations. You know, they use PowerPoint, in my opinion, in the wrong way. They don't prepare. What can small business owners do to actually tell better stories in their presentations?
Well, you know, once they get their story straight, you know, you really said it. You know, they don't prepare. And really preparing and treating it like it's a professional performance can take you so far. Like, I sit in a lot of conference rooms, and I watch people present. And a lot of times what they do is they sit behind the projector, and the people who are watching it have the screen that they're looking at, but then they've got this faceless voice that's
right,
talking
exactly.
to them.
The voiceover.
Yeah, and it's like they're torn between watching you and watching the screen. The first thing I tell people is get up from behind that projector, stand in front of the screen. You will not only make it so much easier on people because they only have one place to look, but you'll look like an authority and an expert because you're standing up for what you're talking
right.
about. And you'll get to use your body language and all those things that really bring it home for people.
Yeah, I have to tell you, Ted, one of my favorite things is that, you know, someone will get up there and present and say, well, you can read the slides just as easily as I can. I'm like, well, absolutely. Shut up and sit down. Right. Don't read the slides. You have to realize that every presentation you do is actually a performance. That's really what it's about. I mean, when I go speak in front of people, I don't even call it a speech. I call it edutainment. I'm trying to educate them at the same time I entertain them.
Yeah. And, you hit it perfectly because you will never be able to read your slide as fast as they can read it silently. So what happens is their eyes and ink and ears get out of sync, and you become this annoying voice that gets in the way of them reading it. And who wants to be that annoying voice? So like you said, making a performance, it's also one of those things that, yes, it's a lot of work, but when you get it right and you're up in front of people, it feels amazing. You know, you can feel like a god.
Right.
If you really, prepare and really enjoy it. And so it pays huge dividends.
Right. And I say to people, don't memorize your presentation. You got to learn it, right? Once you've learned it, then you know it, and then you can allow for spontaneity. What kinds of things can you do really to, I guess, what's the secret, Ted, to really nailing these really important presentations?
Well, I think what you said is perfect. You know, definitely learning it to the point where you really, really own it. But I actually think memorizing the first minute really helps a lot of people because I give presentations all the time in front of tons of people. And I got to tell you, even after like 100 or so of them, I am still a complete mess right before I walk up on that stage. I am completely nervous. But what I do is I memorize and rehearse the first minute at least 50 times. And I swear to God, when I walk up there, my mouth already knows what to
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
It's that muscle memory. So I get like a minute for my brain and my stomach to calm down, and then I start enjoying myself.
Absolutely. You know, I do the exact same thing, Ted. I start every presentation with exactly the same phrases. I've had three businesses over the last 25 years. The first business went out of business. The second business, I got kicked out by my two partners about 2 weeks before my first son was born. The third business I started 2 weeks after my first son was born. And fortunately, in July of 1999, I was able to sell that business, pay back the bank the $1.3 million I owed them. And my wife tells me I just blew the line. And my wife tells me I got her back just about the same time. So I say that same thing over and over again, and then you kind of get a laugh, and then you get comfortable. So I totally endorse that idea.
Cool. Right on. By the way, I take your side against those two partners.
There you go. So,
you're right.
So one of the other things in storytelling is that you've got to be able to evoke some kind of emotion, right? Because that's really what strikes people.
Absolutely. You know, like I read a great book called The Happiness Hypothesis that put it really well. It said that our rational brain is like a human that's riding on top of our emotional, which is an elephant. Because while our rational brains get to steer and direct, if you really want to get people off their butts and wanting to move for you, you have to inspire them. You have to make them believe. And those are all emotional moments. So one of the things I'll tell people is if you kind of build a story arc with your presentation, so maybe you start with urgency. You know, that's something where you give people a reason why they have to be in the room, why they have to listen to you. You engage their emotions, their brains will flood with a chemical called cortisol, which will make them focus, and then you can start laying out your story. And then if you kind of build it up toward, you know, kind of like the movie climax, but you really hit a big desire point, then you can kind of create this emotional arc of, we have to do this, we want to do this, and then I like to end on confidence so they feel like they can do this. And that emotional arc is so powerful. And, you know, it's very easy to fit your rational information in there. But if you speak about it in emotional terms, like instead of saying, you know, like, we're going to get $4.3 million, if you can make it emotional, like, we're going to beat our competitors to the punch on this one, we're going to get to market first, those are often the same things. But they speak to our emotions because it's that sense of competitiveness that will drive people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ted, I appreciate you being on the show. If you want to get in touch with Ted, their website is www.backstory.tv. The title of the book is Get to the Heart, How Storytelling Secrets Can Make Your Presentation Clear, Compelling, and earn you a seat at the table. Ted, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Barry. Have a great day.
Thanks. Coming up, what is holding you back from starting your very own business? Is AM 560 The Answer?
You need to understand that the way you build wealth is you do not use the evening news or CNN or Fox to set the tone of your emotions around your investing.
The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you're thinking of changing your investing patterns because you're watching the news, you need to turn off the news. You are in charge of your destiny.
Dave Ramsey. Weeknights starting at 7. Presented by Wintrust Community Bank on AM 560. The Answer.
News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. Just days ago, the Northeast was basking in the warm sunshine. Now folks are getting ready for a blizzard on Tuesday.
Most areas under these winter storm watches are expecting 6 to 12 inches of snow. As far as temperatures go, it's going to be a chilly week. Temperatures are going to remain below normal all week.
Meteorologist Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service. The bill to replace Obamacare still facing strong opposition from some Republicans.
North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows chairs the Conservative Freedom Caucus.
It will not drive down health care costs.
Freedom Caucus members have been invited to the White House this week for pizza and bowling with President Trump's budget director Mick Mulvaney, a founding member of the House Freedom Caucus.
Fox's Jared Halpern, and in case you forgot, most of the U.S. is now on daylight saving time. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. I-80 heading westbound just after Briggs. There's a crash. It's taking out the right-hand shoulder. Now, the roadway is in decent shape this evening. Starting on the Stevenson, if you're heading inbound between State and Lakeshore, there's long-term road construction in place. Also, the outbound lanes has long-term road construction as well. But on the Dan Ryan, between I-57 and 87th, both directions have road construction. Inbound lanes, the two left lanes are closed until 8 a.m. Also, on the outbound lanes, the two left lanes remain closed. Again, that continues until 8 a.m. Also, on I-57, inbound between Halstead and the Dan Ryan, the two left lanes remain closed until 8 a.m. as well. Jane Addams westbound between Getty and Route 23 has road construction. Left lane remains blocked. Tonight, 19 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 34 and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 25. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva.
Nextiva
is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-9600 to learn more today. Nextiva.
Nextiva.
Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
I was involved in a devastating head-on motorcycle accident, which left me broken, battered, and afraid. I turned to Dr. Amy and Associates to care for my broken body. With their help, I healed quickly. I was able to sleep and the nightmare stopped. I was able to get back on the motorcycle without fear. Since they worked with my insurance, I've used them for allergy and food sensitivity testing, weight loss, massage, acupuncture, and life coaching. They use both Eastern and Western medicine and is a holistic practice like no other. I am so grateful for Dr. Amy and Associates.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, wherever you are today, listen to this show, something is holding you back from acting. And I, of course, you know, have no idea what that is, but it's hurting your business. How can you overcome this inertia? Red Power is the author of The Entrepreneur's Book of Actions and is co-founder of Wild Creations, an award-winning startup toy company. As a member of the United States Department of State's International Speakers Program, Red travels the world speaking about entrepreneurship, leadership, and management alongside the likes of the Gates Foundation CEO, Sue Desmond-Hellman, AEO founder Steve Case, and President Barack Obama. He has written for the Huffington Post, Time, and the Wall Street Journal, and is a regular columnist for Inc., Success Magazine, and Business Insider. Rhett, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what's the common theme do you find that's really holding most entrepreneurs back?
Well, that's a great question. I think sometimes it's a combination of a bunch of things. I know from my personal experience, I got so involved in my first business. I got so, and it took me a couple years to really get my my bearings when I started my business. But I got so involved in running the day to day, and I mean, you hear it's a cliche, but I was working in my business so much that I forgot to work on my business.
Right.
And I know that's a cliche, but I think that's the number one thing that holds people back is they get so bogged down in the minutia, they get so bogged down in everything that they forget to work on themselves. They forget about their personal growth, and they forget about working on the business, the strategic things that are very, very important to grow. And I think that's really in my coaching and my consulting with executives and other entrepreneurs. That's the number one thing is they get so focused on everything that they're doing, and they forget to work on themselves, and they forget to work on some of the big things that are important to grow.
And Rhett, I think that's very difficult, and that's why this has become such an important point, is that there's always these things coming at small business owners every single day that they have to be tactical, they have to take action. And they think sometimes that what strategy is going into a room once a year and writing a bunch of stuff on flip charts, that's a strategy, but that really isn't. How do you pivot between being strategic and tactical, I guess, on a daily or weekly basis?
Well, that's good. I tell you what I do, and what I've learned that I have to do is I have to take a week and I have to take a day out of every week, and I have to go sit in a coffee shop or sit somewhere else and get the important things done in my business that I know that I have to do. And I'll just give you a couple of examples. Every day I walk in my business, I have my notebook and I have my calendar written out of the things I know I have to get done. By the end of the day, because of so many things that come up and the crisis that you're handling and the issues that you're handling and other people bring you their problems, I've only gotten to about half of my list by the end of the day, right? So I have to take a day out of the week, and people know not to call me unless the place is burning down, to go get those really, really important things that I didn't get to that week, those important emails that I've been putting off, those important phone calls that I've been hesitating to make, that important presentation or that important sales pitch that I need to prepare. And those are the important things for the business to grow, yet those are the things that often take the most time and most energy. And so I have to take a day out of the week to go do that. Otherwise, I don't get them done.
Yeah, I think that's critical. You know, what I do is I decide the night before, you know, the next day, what are the two things that I want to get done the next day so the day will be successful? And I do those things first. But so, because I really think you have to make sure that you focus on being productive, not just busy, right?
That's right. Well, I have ADD, so I have to be careful.
Right. So the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that want to reward their employees, but they find that they have limited resources. How can they do that?
I'll tell you a couple of the things that we do that are, I think, have really built a great culture in our company. Number one, we eat together a couple times a month. We do potluck lunches. And what I found is that actually that people start to get to know each other a little bit more and that they actually start bringing lunches and eating together in the break room instead of all going their separate ways at lunchtime. We do small rewards. We do gift cards. We do movie tickets. We do sports tickets. We know we make sure that we send cards to family members on birthdays and holidays and anniversaries. So it's really some of those small things that you can do with very little money. And, we don't have a big budget to do massive things at the end of the year, massive bonuses. So we try to do little things all year long. A thank you every day at the end of the day. Those are the things that really seem to change the culture and make people a little happier.
Yeah, I think that's these little things that every single day really go a long way instead of just, all right, well, here's your $250 bonus at the end of the year. The last question I want to ask you, about 30 seconds left, is there something that you wish you knew then before you started your first business that you want to tell everyone now?
Wow, that's a laundry list. The number one thing is learning to say no. When I learned to say no and when I learned that, it changed my business because I was able to save my time. I was able to take back some of the time when I stopped taking on other people's issues and problems. I saved money because I stuck to a budget, and I was able to use that budget to say no. I had to learn how to do it diplomatically, but saying no was a very powerful thing for me. And I'm a pleaser. I'm a people pleaser.
I hear you.
I'm a salesperson.
And Red, I got to say no to you now. We're out of time. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks, Barry.
If you want to reach Rhett, it's www.rhettpower.com, R-H-E-T-T, power.com. We'll be right back, AM560.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos with a look at the roadways. 80 heading westbound after Briggs. Watch out for a crash. It's taking out the right-hand shoulder. Now, the roadways are in decent shape this morning. On the Dan Ryan, if you're heading inbound, between the I-57 and 87th Street, there is road construction in place. The two left lanes remain blocked. That continues until 8 a.m. Also outbound between 87th and the Bishop Ford, the two left lanes remain blocked until 8 a.m. as well. I-57 inbound between Halstead and the Dan Ryan has road construction. The two left lanes continue to be blocked there until 8 a.m. also. Lakeshore Drive southbound between 18th and the Stevenson, the roadway is reduced down to three lanes. Northbound between 31st and the Stevenson, roadway continues to be reduced down to three lanes. Now tonight, 19 degrees and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 34 and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 25 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Microsoft knows the only constant is change, especially when it comes to technology we use to help run our businesses. Technology should be an asset, one that helps you to anticipate, manage, and respond quickly to change. It should also help your organization reduce costs and get more from the investments you make. Looking at the new tools and services coming out of Microsoft, it's immediately evident that the company is revolutionizing how it helps small businesses. Microsoft not only gets what small business need, but also how they want to work. When it comes to growing with greater efficiency, Microsoft technologies such as Office 365, Power BI, and the Azure Cloud Platform are helping small businesses answer some key questions. One, how quickly can we get new employees up and running with the tools they need? Two, how do we keep up with the massive growth in data needed to do business today? Three, are we getting the maximum return on our technology investments? With Microsoft, small businesses get solutions that help them grow their business with greater efficiency by reducing costs and getting exactly the technology you need when you need it. To learn more about the Microsoft products and services that will help give your company a competitive edge, visit modern.biz today. That's modern.biz.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
I believe that we make decisions unconsciously and then spend the rest of the time wrestling with ourselves, trying to justify it. How can we change that and make better decisions? Sarah Taylor is the founder and president of Deep Sea Consulting. And she's got a new book out. It's called Filter Shift, How Effective People See the World. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Barry.
And so why do we make so many decisions unconsciously? It seems like people are constantly trained. Let's take a look at the pros. Let's look at the cons. And let's really go through this whole somewhat regimented process. But that's not really how decisions are made, right?
That's right. And that's what many of us don't realize. We think that our conscious minds are in control, when in reality, it is our unconscious that's in control. Just think of it this way. I always ask people, particularly when I'm doing my presentations, I've asked thousands of people this question now. I'll just say, okay, just stop and tell me, what's your next thought going to be? You know, you can't say, right?
Right.
I get people that look at me just kind of dumbfounded. We can't say. Why can't we say what our next thought is going to be? Well, it's because it's our unconscious that decides what that thought is going to be. We don't even decide that consciously. So truly, it is our unconscious that's not only making decisions for us, it's serving kind of as our police and judge and jury all at once.
Sarah, is that because that everybody innately has a bias, or I guess, as you say, a filter in which they see the world?
Well, that's part of what's happening, that our unconscious stacks up these filters, and they're all based on our past experiences. And so then when it comes time for an interaction with someone that we've got some filters about, our unconscious just pops those filters up, and we don't even realize it. Lots of times, we actually might not even be conscious of the filter that's in play. We maybe even just kind of get a gut instinct or an overall reaction of, gosh, you know, don't like that person. But in actuality, who's deciding that? What's deciding that are our unconscious filters.
Now, do we do that because it's easier for our brain just to put the filter in and then just go?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a matter of survival?
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. That's why our brains are so fast. And that's actually the challenge. We need to slow down our thought processes. When we go with our quick, fast reaction, we're completely relying on our unconscious. So we have to slow down. We have to say, okay, what do I really think about this? What are my filters telling me about this person? And should I reevaluate and think about this more consciously?
So, Sarah, how do you do that? You say, okay, unconsciously, say, all right, here's the decision I made. But then you say, okay, what are the different ways I can make the decision or look at the decision? Is that what you do to yourself?
Yeah, well, first, it's really getting a good sense of what my filters are. Now, I don't mean the kinds of things that we think about typically on a conscious level. And when folks use the word, oh, you know, this person has a filter, this person doesn't, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about essentially our cultural preferences, our perceptions of others, our habits. All of those pieces that are formed in our unconscious, we've got to get a better sense of what those are. What's going on down there? What's going on that's shaping my decisions and my thoughts? Then we need to start to be able to identify filters of others by really looking at their behaviors and trying to kind of trace back what might their filters be. And then finally, we start to shift our filter in order to be more effective in the situations.
Sarah, give us some examples, I guess, of what somebody's filters, what filters really look like, what names they might have.
Yeah, well, some of them we don't think about in the way of, say, the unconscious or anything of that sort. But let's take an example of a difference that we easily see. Let's say, well, first of all, the two of us, you're a man, I'm a woman. We see that easily. We see the color of our skin. We see our size, our perceptions of beauty, our perceptions of gender. What we don't see is how we each might approach each interaction and each task. So an example of a filter, let's say you and I are working together. We've got a task we're going to do, or maybe we're leading a group together. And I have a filter of I pay attention to just getting things done. I'm going to get through the task, and all I'm thinking about is we're just going to finish things up here. Versus you've got a filter of I got to pay attention to the relationships. I got to know what this person thinks and that person thinks. I'm not thinking as we're in the meeting, oh, I have a filter of task. And you're not thinking, I have a filter of relationship. And we go into the meeting, and you drive me crazy because I think, right. Oh, my gosh, you know, it's 10:02 and we're supposed to be on the third item on the agenda and you're just talking. And you think of me, geez, she's just so rude. She's cutting people off. And so we don't even realize that it was a filter at play. And I like to call that a filter fight that right. was actually happening.
A filter fight. I love it. Well, Sarah, I really appreciate being on the show. The title of the book is called Filter Shift, How Effective People See the World. Where can people get a copy and where can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can get a copy in pretty much any location, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. They can get in touch with me at filtershift.com and also on our company site, Deep Sea Consulting. And that's S-E-E consulting.com.
Sarah, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate it.
Coming up to end our show today, there's going to be a public service announcement. Are you unhappy with your political representation? How to get involved in your democracy? This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Molt and get a free copy of the book.
Check it out. It's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is Andy Bizup with another great reason to choose Midwest Performance Cars over the dealer for maintenance and repair of your European car. Reason number five, we warranty all of our work for 3 years or 36,000 miles. That's three times what most dealers offer. We have the latest diagnostic equipment, we use the best original equipment parts, and our trained technicians know European vehicles. Book your appointment online at MidwestPerformanceCars.com or call our service advisors at 312-432-9492.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, our last segment is somewhat of a public service announcement. Regardless of what you think about the last election, it's time for you to get involved and realize that this is a participatory democracy. None of us can afford to stand the sidelines any longer. Before leaving office, President Obama stressed that our democracy is threatened when trust in institutions is very low. And he encouraged all Americans at that time to insist on transparency and ethics in public service and to lace up your shoes and get involved. So my next guest has a great tool that can make it very easy on a daily basis to get involved. Maria Yuen is the founder and CEO of Issue Voter, a nonpartisan end-to-end civic engagement for everyone. Maria, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so I started to use Issue Voter when I knew you were going to be on the show. Tell us why you started this and how it works.
Yep. So I started Issue Voter when I was a campaign manager in Iowa and saw that there's so much focus on elections, yet throughout the year, people are not engaged. And when we vote, we're essentially hiring our elected officials. We pay their salaries with our tax dollars, yet we don't see any of their work, and we would never do that with an employee. And so the way that people use Issue Voter is you sign up and choose issues you care about and let us know your address so we can find your representative. And then you get alerts whenever there's a new piece of legislation up to a vote on an issue you care about. We summarize the legislation, offer pros, cons, and related news for context, and then one click sends your opinion to your representative's office. And then finally, you get a profile on the site that shows the percentage of time your rep is voting how you would want them to vote throughout the year. So it's a way to really track the outcomes of bills. So you'll see, you know, I supported this, my rep either did or didn't support it, and the bill either did or did not pass.
And this, Maria, is really important because, you know, we saw in the confirmation of some of the cabinet members for Donald Trump that some of the senators changed their votes based on what they heard from their constituencies. So these kinds of things really do matter, right?
Definitely. And I was I worked for a legislator as an intern, and I know, you know, firsthand that every constituent contact really is counted.
And so this is a really an easy way to really get it done. How would people really sign up?
Yep. So you go to issuevoter.org, and it's a very simple, you know, sign-up process. There's a link right at the top to sign up, and then you'll be in the system. And I think, you know, our effort is to make this a lot more impactful and accessible and efficient than other, you know, than how it's been in the past, and especially more impactful than petitions.
Right, because it's important to contact them directly. And I will tell you, I used it the other day, and it's really easy. It says, are you in favor of this bill or are you against? And it's just a click of a mouse. You don't even have to write anything really long.
Exactly.
And then it tells you when your actual opinion was delivered, and I find that feedback also very important.
Yep, and I think that that's a piece that is missing in so many places, is actually that getting that feedback. So even there's a big megaphone of people reaching out to their reps, but if you just reach out or you just call and that's all you do, you don't necessarily hear back from them as to whether or not the thing you wanted to happen actually happened.
Absolutely. Maria, I appreciate being on the show. If you want to get involved, and I encourage you to do so, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, go to www.issuevoter.org. Maria, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us this week. I want to thank our sponsor, Nextiva. I want to thank our incredible staff, our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year and getting unstuck, you got to give me a call. I set up a private line just for you, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you get your business unstuck and finally start earning the money that you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
If I only had more leads.